harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marked their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lala Huta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Bonnie Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lala Huta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end their relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lala Huta. Enjoy the song.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku. Jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cintaku. kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku. Yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku.
Muslim around the world hold daily activities during Ramadan, including in Mumbai, India. They perform Taraweh prayer, breaking fasting together, and many more. To get togetherness among Muslims, the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia also holds Iftar, or Breaking the Fast program, for those who would like to break fast together. To know more the details, Indonesian Consul General in Mumbai, Edi Wardoyo, has the story about it.
Yes, if we look at the data, actually in India itself, the number of the Muslim is almost 200 million.
Yeah.
But if we talk about the Maharashtra, in Maharashtra itself, the number of the Muslim populations compared to the majority is around 12%, which is around 13 million people in Maharashtra. And in Mumbai itself, Mumbai is a city, and in Mumbai is around 2 million people. Muslim populations in Maharashtra is compared to Indonesia maybe small, but in Mumbai itself the number is quite significant. Yes, in Mumbai itself, the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is quite small, is less than 100 people. So in consulate we don't have such kind of the Taraweh, but we make iftar programs that we invite not only Indonesians but also our colleagues from the consulate and also our friends from India. But we actively participate or going to the local Ramadan gatherings. And as I mentioned earlier, that the number of the Muslims in Mumbai is quite significant, and there are many festivals here during Ramadan. So the situation is like in Jakarta. So I can say that even though that the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is not big, is less than 100, but we actively participate in the local Ramadan gathering in Mumbai. For such kind of the what we call as ngabuburit, yes, it's almost same like in Jakarta. There are you know, if we look at the some places in Mumbai, we can find people that they spend their time before the iftar to going out for the just ngabuburit.
Listener, get the details on VOI Talk, Building Global Bridges Through Ramadan, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, do you still need to travel during Ramadan, either it's for business trip or any other concerns? Well, here are a few tips and tricks you can use to make the most of Ramadan while traveling, taken from gtaf.org. The first one, book your ticket wisely. While booking your flight, it is highly recommended that you time it correctly. If your travel time is short, try to book it after iftar or breaking the fast. That way, you can reach your destination before sahur pre-dawn meal and don't have to skip your fast. If your flight time is long, try to schedule it in a way that you won't have to take your sahur or iftar mid-flight. And then find a place to stay overnight. If you travel by road, plan your journey to include a stop where you can rest comfortably before iftar. Look for a hotel or a guest house where you can relax, pray, qiyam al-layl, and have a proper meal for sahur and iftar. Staying in a suitable place will help you maintain your energy levels and continue your acts of worship without unnecessary stress. And don't forget to pack some dry foods like dates, biscuits, cookies, or other dry foods while traveling. That way, you won't have to be worried about halal food for iftar or sahur. And tip number four, stay connected with the Quran. Whether you are fasting when traveling or not, always remember to stay connected with Al-Quran. While you are exempted from fasting while you are traveling, don't forget that Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And then use all-in-one daily companion app. Like Sadiq is an all-in-one Islamic travel companion designed to help you stay on track with your Ramadan worship. And then next tip, avoid certain places for traveling where there is no halal food or a Muslim community present. And before traveling, look for nearby masjid or mosque or Muslim groups online. And the last one, have healthy sahur and iftar. If you are fasting when traveling, make sure to have a healthy and filling sahur and iftar, like eat a handful of dates, fibrous fruit, healthy proteins, and plenty of water. Well, listener, those are some tips and tricks to do Ramadan when you travel. Okay, listener, now it's time for me to present another Indonesian religious song. This one from an Indonesian band that we are really waiting for, that we always wait for every Ramadan, because every Ramadan, or almost every Ramadan, this band called Ungu always releases a religious song and always meaningful, always ear-catching. Well, let's check this one out. A new song, religious song by Ungu called Bulan Baik or Good Month.
Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah.
Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons, wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan, ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninjau. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting play dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. Taste the various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft. In an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kit fabric and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote by Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is an Indonesian national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the state ideology, Pancasila.
Sound.
region in Indonesia has its traditional dances. Like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province, this district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEO with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penjualan.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for human. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemy from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure
who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likura ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other prepared place, while Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik.
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing, well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two associated activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di batasnya kemarau, berikan Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Surah Al-Fatihah.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April.
Worst plague of locusts.
Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change,
that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Governments should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka has emphasized the need for synergy between the central and regional governments to ensure the success of the free health screening program. He made the statement while reviewing the program in Bogor District, West Java, on Tuesday. The Indonesian government has disbursed 20.86 trillion rupiah, or around $1.27 billion, in Idul Fitr allowances, popularly known as THR, for central government workers, police and military officers, as well as pensioners. In a statement issued on Tuesday, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati expressed hope the distribution of these allowances would boost people's purchasing power and stimulate economic activities leading up to the Idul Fitr celebrations. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
기쁨이 담디한 시간.